when you head to the break room for lunch. Hey, pop in your earbuds and hear what the invasion is serving up. Hey, tomorrow, hey, 9 till 1 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right, 5:54 here on the Hardline. It's time for Hey Now, It's Bob's World.
Yay, me!
Here's Bob.
Thank you, thank you. We got my friend Donovan up here. Donovan didn't even do clean feet. He's that dedicated to the craft.
The great Donovan!
I'm distracted because he's sitting right next to me, and his cologne is making me horny.
It's not even cologne. It's just natural juices and berries.
Oh! Perfect.
I'll wake up smelling like this.
Juices and berries.
All right, so I wanted Donovan up here because this has been the weekend of Kendrick Lamar. And to all the people that enjoyed the halftime show, you're going to like this. To all the people that don't know what he was saying.
To all the people wearing sunglasses in their profile pics.
There are some funny things on, like, Instagram where people are recording their parents watching the halftime show. So I'm here for all of that. It's pretty funny as they're like, is he saying words? I don't understand a thing he's saying.
The funniest one is the older gentleman in an Eagles uniform, I mean, Eagles jersey, staring at the TV like bewildered.
Yes.
And his wife, who's like 85, is busting a move in the background to Kendrick. Yes. She's getting down and probably has no idea what the hell he's saying.
Dude, I was back in the kitchen watching it from afar, but I look in there and my wife is 4 inches from the TV dancing. Just kind of slowly pulled the phone up and started recording.
Send it. All right. So,
yeah, send it to me too.
Okay.
So we're talking about,
slow it down.
The main event of the halftime show was a performance of Not Like Us, which the build up to that was, I mean, throughout the entire halftime show, they kept teasing it.
Yeah. Willie or won't he?
And there was even that moment where the girls are basically are you going to do it? You know, and that whole thing.
And my wife went crazy at that moment, and I told a false alarm. There's no chance he's not ending with this. So it's not going to be right now.
Yeah, he played like one bar
of
it.
And she went, and I said, no, not now. Not right now.
But so I wanted Donovan up here to help us through this. And also because when Donovan and I worked together, one of the ideas from one of our soda pops was a sampler platter, which exists to this day, right?
Yes, it does. Yeah. And I can tell you exactly how it went down. You were out to eat one night, and you thought you were listening to Gold Digger.
That's right.
And it was a Ray Charles song, I Got a Woman. And you started to go off on Gold Digger. Well, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
So you came in talking about it. I was like, oh, yeah, they sampled that, and that's how it was born.
Yeah, and so the cool thing about hip-hop,
Bob started going, Broke.
The cool thing about hip hop that isn't always in other genres is the absolute clear fingerprints of ages and decades of music that not only influences a song but is actually building the song.
Yeah, and it goes back so far, and it could be as much as a drum beat or a bass line, and then they put a lot of things together to make this tune, and just trying to break it down has always been fascinating to me. And when you mentioned this last night for They Not Like Us, all right, let's just go ahead and play They Not Like Us. I'm on the, there you go. So now I'm a little mad at myself now for not knowing where this came from. And when I started doing it, I went, holy crap, that's exactly what it is.
Okay, and the beat, Donnie, and this is what's so great about it, is it's the world's best earworm. And this is in many of the best rap songs, the beat becomes this earworm that you can't get out of your head. Lil Wayne's great at this. Kanye was great at this.
Kanye is wonderful at that.
Where all you hear are the loops, and it makes you want to hear the song again, and it's this brain addiction somehow, and this song has that,
no
obviously.
Doubt. And I wanted to start it over because you need to hear the very beginning of what he says because it's important in the sample, so I'll start it over.
Psst. I see dead people. Hey, Mustard on the beat, Debo in rap. He a freak, though, man, damn. Call her Amber Lambs, tell him, breathe, bro. Nella new to the cross, he walk around like Tizo. What's up with these Jaconi air?
trying to see Compton. The industry can hate me. Marlon, they mama. How many ops she really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body. I'm John Stockton.
Okay, so at the very beginning when he says Mustard on the beat, that's, of course, that's DJ Mustard. And that was the guy that came out at the very end. He sends him beats. He says like 3 or 4 or 5 every single day to Kendrick. And I've seen him actually DJ in Vegas before.
He's oh, you've seen DJ Mustard? Wow, okay.
Usually they
very famous.
They play the house music in Vegas that bumps your chest and you get a headache within like 3 minutes. But Mustard gets down. He's really good. So when you hear Mustard on the beat, of course he's paying homage to the guy who sent him the beat. But this actually comes from a YG song from 2011. And it's on a movie soundtrack also. The song is called I'm Good. And I'm going to pray to God that I have the edited version because it's bad.
First off, this big bang. Action Brown, I'm the man.
Okay.
I'm about to drop 10 racks on the chain and find a pretty that I can dip it in the ranch. I'm good. I put that on the hood.
So I'm pretty sure you guys have never heard this song before, and that's okay, but let's go about 2 minutes and 29 seconds into it and you'll see why I'm playing it.
I put that on the hood. I'm good. I'm good on the hood. I'm sad. YG 400. Out there, two step. Hey, don't you move? What? Yeah. Mustard on that beat.
And there you go. That's the first cover, sample of that in They Not Like Us. Now let's get to the meat of it because the meat is fascinating to me. So we know the beat. We all know the beat.
God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show certified.
So now I'm gonna take you to 1968.
Yes.
And it's a song called I Believe to My Soul. And it's by Monk Higgins. So let's listen
the great
to
Monk Higgins.
I Believe in My Soul.
So is this Monk playing the whatever horn?
Yep.
Okay,
this is Monk. So now it's credited with a couple of different places in the song where it's the sample's coming from. So let's let it build up a bit, and here in about 10 seconds, you'll go, oh, okay. Hear it right there?
Yeah.
And then here we go. Just that little part.
That was really cool.
And that's.
And I'm the one that up to score with him. Walking down whole time. I know he got some
stuff. Pull on him. Basically, the whole entire beat is Monk Higgins from 68.
God, like, how much music do you have to consume to find that?
But hang on.
So they speed it up. Mustard speeds it up
and puts
a beat underneath it.
Monk Higgins is a cover.
Monk Higgins is a cover?
Absolutely a cover.
Okay.
And this was when I got upset at myself because I have no idea why I didn't know that, because I've seen this movie 100 times and it's a cover of Ray Charles. To come full circle, 1959, it's the same title. The song is I Believe to My Soul.
And this is in a movie?
It's one of the scenes in Ray.
Now, is this going to be on TV? Is that about Ray Charles?
No, it's Ray Romano.
It's Ray Boom Boom Mancini.
So, of course, he likes to dig on the piano a little bit. Let's fast forward a little bit.
One of these days, and it won't be long. Gonna look for me and I'll be gone. I believe.
I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I believe.
I say I believe right now.
I believe.
Yes.
beat right here.
I believe it. I believe it. Well,
so let's go back to They Not Like Us.
Nothing on that beat.
Hey, Mustard on the beat. Deep in rap.
So if you've ever seen Ray Charles, this is the part, I mean Ray, the movie Ray, this is where he had the argument with the backup singer that he was having an affair with. She was drunk.
Yes.
They go back into the studio, and then that's when he kicks them out because they just have this new 8-track that they just bought, and he did all the parts in the background after kicking them out because they were drunk. That's when he was singing I Believe. Wow. Just even because this thing has been everywhere. They play it at the gym all the time, and everyone gets hyped. And just, I couldn't even think or wrap my head around that that's a stinking Ray Charles song that we're listening to, that straight cover. And now I can't unhear it. That's all I hear now.
So if you sample a cover, does the Ray Charles estate get
that's
some
a
of
great
that
question.
Money?
I don't know. Yes. 100%. If you're sampling another sample of a cover, like, yes, the original always gets the money. Always.
Like, this is why, was it Tribe Called Quest had to kind of pull some of their albums for a while?
It was De La Soul.
They
weren't on any streaming.
That's right.
Because of all of the samples.
It was unavailable for like 20 years because they didn't have the rights to any of the songs.
Right, yes.
And actually, Biz Markie is one of the first ones that actually went to court.
Yes.
Over not giving credit for the samples that he was doing. And then once that happened, you know, you have to start giving those credit to what you're sampling and all that. But yeah, covers, I don't know exactly how all that works.
But
I thought I was once told that if you did a cover exactly like the original, then you're okay. But I guess you have to get some permission somehow about doing a cover. I don't know.
But like if you watch any rap documentary from any decade, it's going to start with like a setting shot of the artist in a record store.
Yes.
Going through old racks.
All the vinyl.
The Tribe documentary was just every city that Q-Tip went.
Yes.
He just went to, and if he liked the way the cover looked, he'd just pick it up, go back to his room, and that's all he's listening for is bass lines, drums, or whatever loot that he can find
and
that
he thinks
he can put together and make a song.
But to go from that 1968 jazz tune to this, like, your brain...
Well, imagine being the...
It's not normal, right?
No. And imagine being the estate of Ray Charles. The random mailbox money.
Yeah.
You're just like...
From this, with a billion streams.
Yes. Like, Ray Charles' estate probably is doing okay. But this... I mean, like, thank you. I'll take that.
I always wonder, are there a lot of artists that will say, no, I'm good, don't use it. I know Prince was notorious for that, but when he passed, his estate was like, hey, yeah, go right ahead. You can use whatever, you're fine.
I think there's been a lot of like rock groups that were very proprietary when it came to their stuff, like, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, but I think that's loosened up in the last 20 years. Like the old guard is like, never let you use. Now it's like, who cares? What does it matter?
But
it's cool. It's an homage.
It is wild, though, that the listing is the cover and not the original.
Yes.
When you have the credit for the samples. Because everything I looked up, it was about Mark Higgins.
The great.
And then when you press that and say it's a cover.
Well, it's the difference between the recording and the songwriting credit. Like, they're using the Monk recording.
Right, right.
But to Corby's point, when it comes down to publishing, then Ray Charles has to get it, right?
You would think so. Like, it's the same exact name of the song. So, yeah, I guess you would think that Ray Charles would get it. But, yeah, no, it's fascinating to have that. And you say, hey, just speed it up a bit. Speed it up. Oh my gosh. And then it turns into this. They won 5 Grammys in halftime of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and Kendrick, the more you dig into this story and the more you, like, I mean, there are so many people that have dedicated YouTube stuff and podcasts to like breaking down every word Kendrick has ever said in a song because he puts a ton of thought into every lyric. Like the John Stockton lyric is really a Karl Malone pedophile reference, basically. And the Amber Lamps and just everything that's in that song is there for a reason, including, of course, the the timeless genius A minor line that the entire Superdome was singing along.
And the entire Grammy celebration did when he won and they played that song and he's walking on stage and the whole crowd yelled A minor. Like it's like he was just waiting for this moment. Like so, he had it all built up and said, just one person.
Like I've never seen anything
one
like this.
Oh, say something about me? Okay. And he's just releasing track after track.
I was going to say this is like, this feels like the most over the top rap war of all time, but of course we have Biggie and Tupac, so we can't really say that since they both ended up
non-death,
you know, dead and stuff.
Yeah, non-death related beefs.
But what people probably know, I mean, if you're into it, of course you know this, but to all the casuals out there that were like, I've never heard a song from this guy, you have to know, this is like Drake's thing, is beefs with people all over the rap world and the music industry, and he is... Like, he basically tried to bait Kendrick into this by doing the AI Tupac and Snoop track.
And got knocked out. And did not expect like, what was going to happen afterwards.
He did not think Kendrick Lamar was going to respond. And then for him to respond with this, like, masterpiece of hip-hop, it's really, really... wild that it shows up in a Super Bowl halftime show.
I know.
And then the most viewed Super Bowl halftime show of all time.
Just think of all the diss songs that's come out. Ether.
Yeah.
With Nas and Jay-Z and Hit 'Em Up.
Right.
And all that. And that's featured on, it's winning Grammys. It's on the, that's not even, no Vaseline. There's no way.
And this
that
one,
it would even happen like that.
And is it like, is it $100 million lawsuit? What's the lawsuit that Drake has filed against the recording company that they both share?
Yeah, they share the same label.
Universal something?
Yeah.
Is there anyone?
UMG.
He can't win that, right?
No, he won't.
A guy like him who has said as much as he said on music and has had as many, diss tracks and beefs.
That a lot of people say, well, that started it. And then all of a sudden you want to take your ball and go home?
It's so soft.
Is there anyone that thinks that Drake is on top of this thing right now?
Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't know about now when you win all the Grammys and now
the
you're
Super Bowl.
Right, that's a little tough sell.
That's the
but he's going to have the people in his corner.
The Instagram course. Video we do need though is him watching the Super Bowl halftime show and like seeing Serena.
Oh my god.
There's no way. Even if he was at a party, he told everyone to put their phones up.
No, he walked out. Yeah.
Dude, Kendrick is so petty. He got Serena to show up.
And she's just crip walking off.
And looking better than she has in like a decade.
Dude, she looks incredible.
She does.
I mean, she has lost a lot of weight.
Where did it go?
I don't know. But
where did it go?
Good on her.
Another mystery.
All right, Donovan.
Donnie, thanks so much, man.
Drinking Ozempic slushies every day. Never know. I don't know.
Super Bowl's coming up.
We'll see you in the morning for the Birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. 11:30.